Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trumma ist Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So if you remember in Mishnah Aleph, we learned five types of people that their Trumma is not Trumma. Even if they separate Trumma, it doesn't work. In other words, the Trumma doesn't become Trumma. What they try to fix stays Tevel. Now we are going to learn about five people that ought not to separate Trumma, but if they do b'di'evet, the Trumma is effective. Sakta Mishnah. Chamisha la Yitrumu, five should not be separating Trumma, but v'im Tarmu, if they do separate Trumma, Trumas and Trumma, the Trumma works. And they are as follows. He'ilim. Ilim is a person who cannot talk, but he hears and understands. He's considered a bardas. The reason he can't separate Trumma l'chatchila is that he can't make the bracha. There's a bracha by separating Trumma. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Vashikar, someone who's drunk. We're talking about he's so drunk that you couldn't ask him to talk to a king. When you separate Trumma, you have to take off Trumma from the best, and he can't figure out what's the best or what's not. Not in his drunken state. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Vashikar. Ara means he's not covered properly. The Pasuk says, V'la yira b'cha ervas davar. Chazal dashen the word davar as a lashon of dibur. When you mention Hashem's name, you have to be dressed properly. So once again, if he can't make the bracha, I don't want him to separate truma. Vayitra says the Mishnah v'asuma. Suma means someone who is sightless. He also cannot pick the best to be mafresh truma. Therefore, the chatchili he shouldn't. Ubal keri, this is a person who has a certain type of tuma. Ezra HaSeifer was misakin that a balkeri should not be able to learn Torah or make a bracha until he toivels himself. So if he can't make the bracha, l'chatchila, I don't want him to separate truma. So in regard to all these five people, lo yitrimu l'chatchila, they shouldn't separate truma, but im tarmu, if they do separate truma, trumas and truma, the truma is effective. In other words, the truma becomes truma, only a kayan can eat it, and what they fixed is no longer tevel. Assuming, of course, there's truma and the other maestros that have to be taken from it. But as far as the truma goes, it clicks into place. So the two problems that we had in this Mishnah, one is he doesn't know how to pick the best, and the other is that he can't make the bracha, both are not ma'akev. The rule is, even if you don't pick the best, l'maisa, the truma is a good truma, and also, even if you can't make a bracha is not ma'akev the mitzvah. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that these five people should not separate truma, but if they do, the truma is good. The reason the Mishnah picks a number, says about Tanura, is to stress that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda explains about Tanura, a cotton shetarim trumase truma. If a cotton is mafresh truma, it's also b'di'evet good. So really there should be six things. So we're saying five things because we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, who are the five? Someone who can't speak, but he's capable of hearing. Someone who's drunk, too drunk to speak to a king, that's the level of how he's drunk. Someone who's undressed, assuma, someone who can't see, the valkyrie, someone who's tame. So in the case of the ilim, the one who can't talk, as well as the arim, and the valkyrie, it's because they can't make the bracha. In the case of the shikar and the suma, it's because they won't be able to pick from the best. But, b'di'eved, their truma is a good truma.